Okay, today we begin Hilchos Chadash, which is five sif simin, or a three heter simin. Chadash, as you know, is one of the most contentious areas in halacha, not just today, but for a number of generations, a number of centuries, as to whether the laws of Chadash should apply in Chutz La'aretz. It's pretty clear that for many generations Jews did not observe Chadash in Chutz La'aretz, and the question is why, and the question is whether it changes today, where it's much easier to be Zahir in these halachas. So we're going to try to go through these halachas. Now, before we begin, it's in order to talk a little about the Metzias HaDvarim, the physical Metzias of the Chameshes HaMinim. There are five Minim of wheat to which the laws of Chadash apply, and Eretz Yisrael for sure. Chutz La'aretz also. The question is, in the Chutz La'aretz is there Asid Rabbanim. But the laws of Chadash apply. And I'd like to go through the different types of wheat and where it applies. Talking about wheat, there are other minim we'll talk about afterwards. I'm talking now about regular wheat. There are two types of wheat. There's a winter crop and a spring or summer crop, which means wheat that's planted before the cold weather sets in, and there's wheat which is planted after the cold weather comes to an end. The summer crop or spring crop, however you want to refer to it, is typically problematic because the hashrosha is after Pesach. It doesn't take the root till after Pesach, and therefore we'll call it spring wheat, has a problem of yasha, and obviously when it gets to the market it has a problem of chadash at the time that it gets to the market, which typically for wheat is sometime in the middle of August. Okay, so wheat, we have to start from Chumash, Parshas Emor, that's we have to start from the very beginning. It says in the Torah that when wheat grows in any given year, and again the year is defined by the day of the Omer, defined by the second day of Pesach, anything that takes root after the Omer is brought, the Karban HaOmer is brought, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, anything that takes root afterwards may not be used, lechem v'kali v'kar, not the bread made from it, nor the grains themselves, they're not allowed to be used until the Omer is brought. The Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, is matir all of the wheat of the new crop. It's as if to say that you're not allowed to use any wheat till the first wheat is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The very first wheat, the sort of the bikurim of the wheat, has to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash as the Omer, and only after that are you allowed to eat the wheat. All five meaning. Well, the Omer itself is barley, okay. Until that's brought. Not Bikurim, I just meant it as an expression. After the Omer, the Karban Omer is brought. The Karban Omer, which is brought the second day of Pesach, is matir. That's not here. Thank you. There is matir the wheat of that year. Which means that if you have wheat that took root, was Nishrash before Pesach, so that Pesach the Omer is Matir v'zmanazeh, we don't have an Omer, so Itzum HaShoyayim, the passing of the day, is Matir. But anything that took root by this coming second day of Pesach, that took root, so even though it didn't grow, it's not yet a kernel, it's not yet wheat, it's not yet flour, it's mutter. See, after Hashrosha the Omer is Matir. But anything that doesn't take root until after the second day of Pesach, that you have to wait till the next Omer to be matir. And therefore, right after the Omer is brought, You don't have to worry. The first few months, whatever is in market obviously took root before Pesach. So therefore, it's important to know when different items come to market. And that's what they have, the online sites, the Yashan, where they... Now, all the Hechsherim have it already also, the OU and the Star K. They print barcode dates for the different products that they supervise, so you should know when it's when it is and when it's not Yashan. Now, I should say, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no machlaikis. In Eretz Yisrael, Yashan is Naik. All of the Hechsherim, any Israeli product that's made from Israeli wheat, is careful that the... that it not be Yashan. Any normal Hechsher is Makbid, because it is Yashan, that it says no problem of Chadash. Again, Yashan means old. Old is good. Chadash is no good when it comes to these things. So Eretz Yisrael Dikah products are not an issue. The issue is the Chutz Laaretz products that we have. Now, 75% of the wheat in America is winter wheat. Winter wheat means it's planted before the cold weather, the weather sets in. Then when the cold weather sets in, the germ of the seed hibernates. It pauses in its growth. And when the warm weather comes back, it continues to grow. And that's called the winter wheat. And then there's the spring wheat, which is planted typically after Pesach. And there is an issue with the products being Chadash. What's the difference?
The same field?
I don't know.
It's still growing.
Well, it's still growing, yeah. But it could be two possibilities.
What determines the Hashrasha?
Hashrasha, yeah. We're going to have in Sif Gimel that Hashrasha determines.
Is there above ground growth for the winter wheat?
No idea. The difference between winter wheat and summer wheat is the amount of gluten in the kernel of wheat. Gluten is the part of the wheat that makes it sticky, that makes it gluten, right? That makes it gluey. That's a part of the wheat. Ladies like to use high gluten flour for challah. They like a very stretchy challah. And makes a good challah. Low gluten wheat is wheat that doesn't have a very stretchy challah. If you go to the matzah bakery, you look at the matzah bakery, that dough, you can't stretch it, you can't pull it and stretch it, because matzah, anything made crumbly, doesn't use high gluten flour, and that's why there's never a problem with matzah. Obviously, on the first day of Pesach, you have to be sure it's still before the Omer. Matzah never has a problem with Chadash and Yashan. All matzah is... Okay, what I'm told is that all matzah is not... That's what I'm told, is not a problem with Chadash and Yashan. The same thing, pretzels, be'etz and pretzels also are made out of a crumbly dough, and therefore pretzels themselves don't have a problem, unless the pretzels are made with either malt, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, malt which is made from barley. It's an ingredient in some pretzels. It's interesting, the generic pretzels are the healthier pretzels. They're just made out of basically flour and water. The fancier companies of pretzels make it with all kinds of shortening and oil and malt. You look at the ingredients, you'll see. They make it to be, I guess, more tasty. So winter wheat is no problem. It's fine. It's low gluten. All low gluten flour is winter wheat, and it's not a problem.
I know a guy who has a field. He cuts it in August.
What?
I know a guy who has a field. His matzah, he cuts wheat in August.
So therefore what?
So it's not winter wheat.
No, everyone cuts it in August. They all cut the same time. The winter wheat and summer wheat has nothing to do with when you cut it. That's what I'm told. And that's what Rebelsky described it, that it goes to sleep and it wakes up and it grows together with the spring wheat. But it's planted earlier, and therefore it's different in the flour product that you get. More or less. I don't know if it's exactly the same time. You can Google it. You can find that. But one second, one thing at a time. So therefore, there's low gluten flour, which is typically not a problem. There's high gluten flour, which is a problem. And the medium gluten flour, what they call the all-purpose flour, is just a mixture of the two. So it has the problem because it has both types of flour in them. Spaghetti and pasta is made from something called durum flour, which is a problem of chadash. And therefore, pasta has to be supervised. So the only thing really that seems to be out of the issue is matzah, which typically anyway that sherim tell you it's yashan, and pretzels, and things that are made with a crumbly flour. It used to be, and today chewy cookies are in style. When crumbly cookies were in style, it was different. They made it from a different
wheat. Don't have some storage from years back. Finished the storage.
I don't know anything about how much of it is
storage. Before we traded with Russia, before we sold it all to Russia, there was never an issue.
When Russia invaded Afghanistan in 1980, that was Carter was still president, I think, at the end of Carter's presidency. When Russia invaded Afghanistan, so Carter made a wheat embargo against Russia. The only good thing he ever did, he made sure that we had plenty of Yashan wheat, because then there was an abundance of wheat. I think they were paying farmers to dump their wheat into the ocean, right, because the price of wheat was plummeting. And then there was an abundance of wheat. There was no problem. For many years, there was less of a problem. There were years that my father, Oliver Sholem, told me that Reisman's cakes are not advertised as Yashan, and the others are. It's exactly the same wheat, just when the producer said it's 95% that it's Yashan, some labeled it Yashan, and so my father didn't want to label it Yashan for 95%. There are those who, at least in the past, had an aversion to being makvid on Yashan because of problems with Teiloim. Because of problems with Teiloim. I mentioned to you in the past, all wheat has beetle eggs on it. All wheat has eggs of creatures on it. That's just the way wheat grows. There are trillions of creatures out there Hashem created, and they don't miss a single kernel of wheat. It's a pella. You know, you leave meat rotting in the field, you get worms. Like, how will the worms know where it is? It's a plea and a bria. They never miss a single one. So they get into it. They find it. And all wheat has eggs. The eggs are not a kashrus problem. They're not visible to the eye. The producers who make flour have a method by which they clean most of the eggs off, but it's impossible to get all of them. And all flour that you buy has eggs in it. If you want to take a package of flour and store it in a warm, humid place, you'll get worms, there's no question. You'll get worms for sure. The kapeda, therefore, in some circles, was to not use yashan wheat, because even though you'll be marviach the yashan, you'll be mafsid on the end of the cheshash teloim in the flour. Today, things have gotten better. The storage systems are better, and things are better. But as a matter of practice, you should know that the corner groceries, if you buy a package of flour there, they're more likely to have problems with worms than if you buy it in a grocery that does a quick turnover in the flour that they have. So this is basically the Metzias HaDvarim. Now, the other four minim are barley, oats, spelt, and rye. Spelt and rye are not issues of Yashan in the United States and Eretz Yisrael. Spelt and rye, we don't use very much of it. Even when you buy something, a rye cookie, it usually has flour in it. It has wheat flour also. Rye is a flavoring. But if you buy just straight spelt, some people are allergic to certain types of wheat, use spelt.
Spelt
is a type of wheat, but people who are allergic to the regular wheat use spelt. Spelt and rye by themselves are not an issue. Regular wheat and barley become an issue typically in mid-August. What? Because they're winter crops. They made them mishish before. And oats, it seems, come to the market the quickest, and they become a problem in July. They're the first product to become an ear, to become a product. And oats, what?
They have to be grown after Pesach and already in July.
They're already in the market by July. That's what they say. Oats are nothing like cucumbers. I don't know if you ever had oats. Okay, I don't know. So anyway, oatmeal issues.
That came after the process of
bleaching.
No more eggs.
My understanding is that they get rid of most of the eggs, but not all of the eggs. That's, I'm a cliche to all these things. That's my understanding. All flour is soaked in water, except for Pesach, I think. All kernels of wheat are soaked in water. And whether the water has bleach or whatever has in it, I have no idea. They're all soaked, and much of it comes off.
Or that considered flour, which is not really chametz.
The halacha is that wheat that's soaked in water has a din chametz. Wheat, as I say in Shulchan Aruch, wheat that's not only soaked in flour, if it's fully grown and doesn't need the earth anymore, and it rains on it, we're makbid, we don't use it. They makbid to pick the wheat for Pesach before. Shulchan Aruch considers it chametz be'en, but it's not so clear. It says because if there'll be a crack, then the water will go in and penetrate to the germ. So it's funny, the Paiskim don't consider it Suffolk chametz. They consider it Vadei chametz, but the reasons that are given seem to be that the water may take effect. So I don't know. The Minhagim not sell chametz. I don't know how much it applies to wheat itself. Now, you see, rye bread is mostly regular flour. But rye, they do make rye cookies for people with health conscious. I don't know exactly what rye is good for or bad for, but they do make it purely out of rye flour. And rye flour itself is not something that's an issue. Now, the issue regarding malt. All malt is made from barley, as far as I know. Barley, when it's processed, turns into something sweet. Turns into malt, which is sweet. And malt, as you know, is in certain drinks. And it's also used as an ingredient in things like cornflakes. So cornflakes could be chametz mamish because it has malt in it. There is a sichsuch in the Paiskim if barley malt is bottle or not. If it's bottle b'shishim, it's less than a 60th, but it's avida l'taima. So pashas is not bottle. I don't know exactly what the sichsuch is, but in the lists, the chadash list, they always consider malt to be a problem. I think in the background there is a certain amount of sichsuch over whether it's bottle or not bottle. We'll see in the first taz question about whether for yashan and chadash whether it's a shalav adav sheshem atirin, which we'll get to shortly. But anyway, this is the basic background. So what's useful from all the things I told you? Only one thing is useful, and that is low gluten flour, such as pretzels and matzah that are just made from low gluten flour without malt, don't have a chadash v'yashan issue. That's basically the useful information from what I told you. I don't know. I know it's all harvested in the spring and summer. Whether it's exactly the same time, I don't know. It grows. The farmer knows when he planted. The farmer knows. The person knows in his business. What? They have codes and packages. Okay. The winter wheat is harvested July 4th. Okay.
Barley also has winter or summer? Or
not that I'm aware of. I'm told that barley is always a problem. So I'm not aware. All right, so this is the background. Let's start. Basically, learning the sugya of Chadash is learning about three heterim. And get my chip sheet. But anyway, I'll try to do it without it. There are three heterim that we're going to learn about in these halachis. And it's probably in my office. I don't know if you'll find it. You know, it's a little square folded paper. It's probably right on the desk there. If you want to take a look, it should be open. If you want, you can take my key. Let's see if it's right there. Otherwise, I'll manage what happens. Okay. So there are three iterim that we're gonna try to figure out if they apply or they don't apply, and we'll see how far it goes. That's what we're gonna learn first. That's the first shaila. First shaila is if a chutz laretz is the rabbanon, and we could be samech and safek to rabbanon. Well, we don't know what it is, and certainly there's an isser. If you know what it is, there's no shaila, which is part of the tainus that they have today, is that nowadays we know what it is, so therefore the terem of sveikah shouldn't apply. And the comeback to that is we don't always know 100%. If you give a hechsher, you could know. But when you're relying on what the companies tell you, you don't always know 100%, and there's a klal. Tell them I found it. And there's a klal that says in the Pesachei Tshuva and Dinei Svek Sveika, it says that if you can't be mevara something totally, you're not obligated to be mevara. Now, if you see it in front of you, that's not called you have to be mevara. But there's such a klal that when you have a Svek Sveika, you have to be mevara if you could. But if you can only be mevara one of the two Svekis, there's no chi of levara. The Pesachei Tshuva brings that from three Gedalei Yailam, the Nesivis, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and the Yehuda. After them, nobody could argue. Thank you, Aaron. Okay. What? Excuse me? Is it so cool a dick like Arla that you could just close your eyes? I don't know. The question is, if it's something you can mevara easily, whether by Arla, you're not mechuyev. But the answer Allah Hashem is seen, I don't think mevara. It's true. You know, it's interesting. The Gemara says when we learn Hilchos Arla, it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. This din that you could stand right outside the field and tell them just bring it out. It's hard to stoop up a Farish Mishnah from something that's not in Shulchan Aruch. But nobody argues that's at least Rabbanan. If you know what it is, there's no Shiloh. Okay, I did have one other thing. Thanks to this piece of paper, it reminded me. There's a nice chakira in Dar Sameach, and the main nafkamina we'll get to later, but it's a beautiful chakira. Dar Sameach in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. He clears if the Issa Chadash is an Issa Cheftza or an Issa Gavra. He explains it. Issa Cheftza is like Nevela. It's an Issa Cheftza, Basa B'chalav. These are things where the item itself is an Issa Cheftza. An Issa Gavra is like eating on Yom Kippur. There's no Issa Cheftza. Food is not Isser. The Gavra has a halacha. It's a din on the person that he's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So our Sameach clears if the Issa Chadash is pshat, that it's like Tevel. It's something which is a Cheftza di Sura. It's treif. Until you separate, by Tevel, until you separate Shruma, by Chadash, until you bring the Yomer. So, is it an Issa Chetza? Well, no, there's an Issa Gav, there's a halacha on the person, that the person is not allowed to eat from the Tvua Chadasha until such time as it becomes Mutter. My Nafkamina, I'll tell you the two Nafkaminas he brings, and we will have probably a bigger Nafkamina when we start learning inside. One nafkamina he brings is if you can make an erev tchumin or erev chatzeris with chadash. Let's say in the bungalow kind, making an erev chatzeris with chadash. Is it good for an erev chatzeris? Now you can use something treif for an erev chatzeris. Erev chatzeris means everyone's mishtatif into food, and that food is used to make an erev. However, if it's an Issa Gavra, on Yom Kippur, you can have Erev Chatzeris, you can have Erev Tchumin. You're not allowed to eat it anyway, but you could have. You still can make an Erev Chatzeris, because as long as it's not a Cheftza di Surah, you could do it. So Sameach says, Nafkamina, number one, he says, if you can make an Erev Chatzeris, Erev Tchumin, using Chadash, even if you know for sure it's Chadash, even Eretz Yisrael, it's Chadash, you're certainly not allowed to eat it, whether that works for an Erev Tchumin. That's his first nafkamina. The second nafka mina he has is if it's Pesach night and the only matzah that you have is Chodosh matzah. I just told you that in America all of it is Yashin. But let's say some of them, say it happened, the person that comes Pesach night, and Pesach has come, he's stuck, he goes out, he buys some wheat, and he makes himself flour, and he makes himself matzahs, but the matzahs are a chodosh. Even let's say in Eretz Yisrael. So the shayla is, what's the shayla? You say, I say, doich alois I say. Matzah is a mitzvah I say, and chodosh is a nis alois I say. So the question is whether we would say asay day chalais asay on this issue. Now, Taisus in Kedushim brings you Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, every asay day chalais asay is nisat derais. Now, when we learn the sugya in Yevamis, you learn asay day chalais asay. It starts from Gimel Amud Beis, and it goes on for about 40th blot. I have a friend who's a Rebbe. Teaching Yevamis is very hard. So the first time they taught Yevamis, he said, I'm willing to teach Yevamis, but I'm not going to get out of Asei Deichalais Asei all year. You know, I'm just going to stay in Asei Deichalais Asei until the end of the year. What I did when we learned Yevamis is I skipped Asei Deichalais Asei. We learned Yevamis. And then, about Rosh Chodesh Adar, but before the end of the Zman, guys need a boost anyway, so I went back. We did Asei Deichalais Asei. Let me tell you, when we finished Asei Deichalais Asei, I asked the guys in my shir, how many asay deichalois asays you could come up with halacha lemaisa, rishayim, achrayim, yerushalmis, bavlis, everything, because a lot of them are pushed off for one reason or another. How many you could come up with total? And the total we came up with is 9. I wrote it on the board. I left it there for a few months. Maybe it was originally 8. It became 9. There are not more than 9, of which many of them are pairs. Like 4 of them. 4 out of the 9 are that the giluach of a mitzayra, he's mikalei is daicha peyas harayish, is daicha peyas hazaka. That's say daicha leis say. The giluach of a nazir is daicha peyas harayish peyas hazaka. So that's already 4 out of the 9. So you're only left with 5 more to come up with. So obviously one is yivamis, the bits of yivam is daicha yisurei lavim, and one is tzitzis. Everyone knows tzitzis is daicha the lav of shabbos. So, Mila b'tzaras, that you do a Mila, even if it's tzaras on the makim ha'arla, there's a lav on cutting it off, that's 3, so we already have 7. Big day kahuna, we say, Taisus says, I say, Dechalai, I say, that Shadis gets pushed off by the assay. I said, Arla, I said that. That's 8. No, it's Exerzakasim. So that's 8. I'm missing 1. Which okay, maybe. Oh, the other one was Chodesh, was this one. Yerushalmi says, Asay Deicha Loisa say that the mitzvah say of matzah is Deicha the Loisa say of Chodesh. The Bavli appears to argue. And the Arsameya says that the Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi is, if it's in Issa Cheftza or Issa Gavra, he says that if it's in Issa Cheftza, the way he phrases it is if it's Issa Gavra, you say, I say Dechalais say, all the cases of I say Dechalais say. The man has a mitzvah, the man has an Eser, so what is Dechaliyad? If it's in Issa Cheftza, he says that it's Bechlal, not in the mitzvah. When the Torah gave you a mitzvah of eating matzah, it included, you can't make matzah out of rice, you can't make matzah out of corn. Can we make it out of the things, certain things? Those objects don't include a chadash. It's a chetzer that's not shayach to the mitzvah. So he's toilet in the machlokes is Bavli Yerushalmi. Now, Mitzvah Hashem, I'm going to come back to it hopefully still today, and we'll see a bigger nafka mina la halach.
Why don't we learn from the
nefer? From what?
And why would you say over there, after the fellow after?
Why over there? Why a tummy person can't go into the mikdash? Is it only a lois
asay?
Anyway, it's not. It's not. Whatever the reason is, okay. What?
like Mamzeres. It's not a.
I say that place. It's a Sagavra. Because she's not a Issachar, so she's put to everybody else. It's only also to you. Mamzeres, maybe, but. Okay. Mamzeres is put to some from Yidden. Again, Mamz is a letter. Okay, anyway, let's start inside before time runs out. Sif Aleph, also Lechol Chadash. The Feish is Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to eat Chadash with Tfus Chabesh Sabinim. Achi Yakriva Oimer Shubetez Zayim Minisin. Tesvav Nisin is the first day of Pesach, Tez Zayim is the second day. Shademar, Velecha Vekoli Vekarma Loise Chelu Ad Etzem Hayim Azeh. Voidna Delecha Oimer. Nowadays that we have no Oimer. Osir kol yom tezayin. It's also to eat it the entire day of the 16th. Ubechutz floretz shoysim beiz yomim. Osir bechol yom yuzayin atzilas layotches. In other words, the first day of Cholamayin. There's Yisrael. What then? Noy Cholamayin. By also when noy Cholamayin. The whole first day of Cholamayin. It's osir, and the night of the second night of Cholamayin, all these things become permitted. So this is there's nothing to do with where you are. It has to do where the wheat grew. If you have Israeli wheat, even in China, it's the same thing. If you have American wheat, even in Israel, it's the same thing. It's a din in where the wheat grew, not in where the not in where the person is located at the time. Now oh, Tzvek and Yayim, it applies. I'm sorry, I apologize. Oh, Tzvek and Yayim, you're right, it applies. I thought you meant I apologize. It's in the Chuslaris, it's Yudches no matter what, where you are. Where you are is Kaveya, Yudches or Yudzayim. Yep. I'm not aware of that. So that we're going to talk about. The question is not only Eretz Yisrael, but wherever you may be, what happens when you have a suffix on the wheat? So that depends, this question about Sveikis depends on whether Chadash is, whether it's Deraisa, Derabon, or Nechutzlaretz. Is like I said, there are three major heterim. Heter number one is those who argue that Chadash and Chutzlaretz is only Nisa Derabonon, and Mimela Sveikis Samutu. We'll talk about those in here soon. But now this issue of whether it is or is not is a Mishnah at the end of Arla. The Mishnah says Chodosh Osa Min HaTayra B'chol Makim. It's not Mishnah. The end of Arla, it says Chodosh is Osa Min HaTayra B'chol Makim. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, the three Gedolei HaPoskim, paskin that way without bringing any machloikis, and it would seem to be open and shut that it's Deraisa B'chol Makim. However, in Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin, we find a machlaikis Rabbi Lazar de Chachamim, where Rabbi Lazar, who's the Yachid, says that it's Deraisa b'chutz laretz, and the Chachamim, who are the Rabbim, say that it's only Derabanan b'chutz laretz. So in Kedusha Daf Lamed Zayin, you have a Mishnah, it's not a Gemara, that says that it's a machlaikis Rabbi Lazar de Chachamim, and typically, Yachid the Rabbim, we pass like a Rabbim. So we have here a question of whether we should be paskening like a Stam Mishnah that it's Deraisa, or like a Mishnah that's a Machlaikis. Now what's the rule when you have Stam and a Machlaikis? We have a rule. Kol Machlaikis Vakach Stam, we follow the Stam. Stam Vakach Machlaikis, we don't. But the Gemara says that's only Bechada Masechta. In Trei Masechtis, we don't know the order. Taisa says, Rabbeinu HaKadosh gave his Talmidim a choice of what to learn. He told them, whatever you want to learn, that's what I'm going to learn, but the condition was, once we start, we learn all the way till the end. In other words, when they took a Masechta, they learned it all the way to the end, and but the order of the Masechta, they gave him a choice what they're going to learn. So this, the three Babas are probably one Masechta, Taisa says. The first Taisa in the end. But, however, In which case, we now have the following shaila. You have a Stam and a Machlaikis. And you don't know what was first, the Stam or the Machlaikis. What do you do now? Right? Stam ba'kach machloikis. We don't pass like the stam. It's philosophic. L'chayizachas stam, you pass like the stam, and it's a vada. And now you have sveikis. What do you do? So, this is the issue of dispute among G'dayle HaPaiskim. First of all, there's a Kesef Mishnah who says in Shnei Sedarim there is an order. Now, as Rebbe, let them learn any Masech that they want, but they have to learn Zerahim separately, and they have to go in order of the Sedarim, in which case Arla is before Kiddushin, in which case that would be an argument to be Mekel. So those who argue to be matir in Chutz Laretz, or Baraisham the Magen Avram in Simitov Peites, the Amalamitzchus on the fact we're Mekel, they say maybe it's Stam Mishnah in Arla, but in Kedushin it's a Machlaikis, and since in the Machlaikis it's Yachid V'Rabim, so we say Halacha K'Rabim, and therefore in Chutz Laretz it's a Derabanan, and others bring a Gemara Menachas Samaches where Amayroim argue about it. In Menachas there's a Machlaikis Amayroim, and since the Amayroim argue about it, Archa Shulchan says Hecha de Pligi Amayroi, there's no rule of Stam Bakach Machlaikis, Machlaikis Akach Stam. The question is, what's the Raya? Had a Paskin from the Sugya Menachas, but that's the they're arguing how to paskin. If they should paskin like Rebbe Lazar and Chachamim, the Amiram are arguing whether to paskin like Rebbe Lazar and Chachamim. So they obviously didn't care about the Stam Mishnah. They went with the Machlaikis Mishnah. So this is a limud zchus on the Minhag HaOlam, and like I said, it's more of a limud zchus than anything else because it's really difficult. When the Rabbah, the Rosh, and the Rif paskin one way, it's very hard. The Archa Shulchan says a lashon that the Rosh didn't have the Sefer Arzarua, which was the Rebbe of his Rebbe. The Arzarua was the Rebbe of the Maram Rittenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh. Says Achshav Zechinu Shnitfas Arzarua Hagadol, and he paskins the quote V'nira Ve'enai Ani Amechaber Lipsek Halacha De Chadosh B'Chutz Laris De Rabbanan. He passes Chodesh Chutzar as the Rabbanan, something of an Arichus. And on that, the Archa Shulchan writes, Lefized is Galalan Utame Rabbi Seinu Amekilim, Udvarim Berurim Heim Kishemish Mitzarayim, Velmolei Ro HaGedoylim, Shetarchu Limsei Heter, Lefigoydel Hatzar Me'isu Zeba Medir Shalanu, Lo Yehu Marichim Bepupulim, Achre Shaderach Hayosh Lefaneinu, Megoyin Kadman, Arzeruah, Shaya Rabbi, Shalom Aram, Rittenberg, Rabbi Shalarosh, Vutamut Rabbi Seinu Balayatisis, Muva Gamke Vitais of Idazara, Vati Yismach Lavavenu, Visagel Nevshenu, Lumutsus Akla Yisra. That's Archa Shulchan's Lash.
Still doesn't take care of the Rosh and the Riff.
Takes the care of the Riff and the Rambam.
The Riff and the Rambam.
So, I guess he's trying to peel away one at a time the different Sheetas. Now, this is not the greatest heter even afterwards, because remember, this heter says it applies to Chutz Laretz, just only with Rabbana. It's a suffix. It's a suffix on the stuff that you have. If it's a wheat that's Isser on that, so it's a limud zchus on why Klal Yisrael is Mekel. The Maril, which is the safe of Minhagei Ashkenaz, writes the Minhag Ashkenaz is to be Mekel. Chadash, he quotes the Sefer HaTrumas that's Mekel. So, although, according to the Klalei HaHalacha, HaPsak, we should be Machmir, there are G'dayli Olam that were Mekel. The Gra here in Sivkatan Beis is very, strong in his Shita Ta'aser. And I'll read it, the Gra Beis. I'll read it to you after we talk about the second possible Heter. We get through two Heterim, then we can read the Gra, because the Gra part refers you to the Bach Heter, which is the second Heter. So that's Heter number one. Now, we still have to learn Dov Shesha Matirim, which is Taz, but I want to learn first the second Heter, which you have to learn Siv Beis. Let's go to Siv Beis. Isra Chodesh Noyeg. Bein Boris, Bein B'chutz Laretz, Bein Mishal Yisrael, Bein Mishal Levi Kechav. It applies even to a non-Jewish farmer. Here, the Bach disagrees. The Bach holds that there is no Isser Chadash on what a non-Jewish farmer grows, even in Eretz Yisrael. And the Bach is quoted in Taz Beis. The Shach brings it on the next page in Sivkat and Vav. The Bach maintains, based on a Sugis HaGemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about when Yeshua entered Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Yeshua that they ate from the Tfuas Haaretz Mimacharas, from the day after Pesach. So Gemara makes a deal if they ate Mimacharas. Vaisdais, originally they didn't eat. Zach the Bach, why are you coming with the Yukim? Why do you have to have the Yukim? If Chodesh is Dayi by Gaisha farmers, so of course they didn't eat till the next day. You're making a diyuk. It says the Pasuk in Yeshua that they ate from the Tfuas Haaretz after they came into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, so why? What in the world do you need? You need a pasuk for if it's dayi by Gaisha farmers, it's pashit. Elamai must be that when they came in, Jews planted right away. And it grew Eretz Tzvi, it grew a third, whatever it has to grow, it grew and it was already usable. And in Mela, they had Jewish farmers. But if not for the Diyuk HaKra, it wouldn't apply. So the Bach argues that it doesn't apply by Gayusha farmers. And with that, he has a limud zchus on us in Chutz La'aretz. There aren't too many Jewish farmers around. And that's what he says. So this is the Bach's raya from here. He brings a second raya, which I don't think the Taz quotes, but he brings a second raya. The Yerushalmi asks, "Ochlu mimacharas, what did they eat? Pesach night, had they had matzah? When they came to Eretz Yisrael, had they eaten matzah?" So the Gemara says in one of the Terutzim that they bought kanu from Tegrei Goyim. If you would ask me, say different teretz. The Taz says maybe they had yasha. They had just crap. But that's not what Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says they ate from Tagore Yaakov. They got goyim who sold them wheat or flour, and that's what they made the matzah from. So he says in Feresh Yerushalmi that doesn't apply by Gayusha farmers. And Mamela, the Bach is Malabit Zchus on Klal Yisrael. This limud zchus.
In order for that root to be also, it has to have not taken root. Or you're saying have to take root after Pesach the last year. Okay.
So this is the this is heter number two, the Bach heter. Now almost everyone shries gevalt against the Bach. Certainly the Shach and the Taz. The Be'er HaGoyla though brings the Bach as a limud zchus. The Be'er HaGoyla, which is usually just Maron Mekaymis, he says, Be'er HaGoyla, hey, where is it? Does he say, Mishnah Kedushin, that Flamed Zion? Okay, Pazim Ravash, he said, Pesachim, 1 second. So, Tadav, Mishnah, Zayin, 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 where does he bring the Bach? I apologize, it's not in Hay. Hope you didn't mark it with a pen. Okay, I'm sorry, it's on the next page. Zion. The next page. Umashi kilu bezer roiv rabona kashishoi kadmani ubasroi baharba medinas. See the Be'er HaGoyla right on top, the second line. That's Yerushalmi I mentioned that they bought from Guy. That Mishnah and Sefer Allah is Rabbi Lazar. Was it Das Yachin? Well, I can't look at Masay. That's the other head. Vachadash Mutter Bechutz La'aretz. And therefore, he means Safik Chadash Mutter and Chalaz. Lekain or Yukain and Mitagri of Yikichavim. Avagav de Chazina, de Rabban, de Ravashi, Ravina, Sri Olay, de Asa Bechutz La'aretz, Meder Aisa. That's the Gemara Menachas Samaches, Kavash Tev La'el. Bebakim Shetab, de Yushabi, Chaylik Al-Babi, Kaimelok and Bavli. Yeshlai Meshasat Chakshani. Mishkosav arrives at Taz. Bebshah shezeh tam chuvas ariva sheheni arava bach. Shemagos mershal because of either Rava Bach bishahorgo bishar precious mafursam lechassid rishoy linig iser va'ayin yiren. Now listen to this: a linig iser elabiyasha bebeisai. You want to be makir achadash, Mendy? Do it in your house. Avol mesa besudim tami dechachamim shenayigim heter also loy linig iser befneim. It's the Bach's lashon. The Bach's lashon is that it's mutter. We have two atayra, the chuslaretz heter of Safik. And the Tagorim Heter of now, you don't go to restaurants, man. The Gra is Marich to be Matmiya, Gra Beis. The beginning of it, he goes through the Shas, the cases. Says K Oser K Pasuk Kolachibur Mishainim the like Sefer Atrumis. Kvar Toma Harosh Allah, because of the Stam Asnis and Saif Arla, Kavasid Rebbe Lazar. The Stam Mish at the end of Arla is like Rebbe Lazar. Vavagash Shalachaira, Stam Asnis in the Rish Perk Testament, Achis, Kitanakama, Kamesh Amru Pedalid, Command the Lawyer Kasavar, Laitari Damasnis in Ene Savikain, Elatame Mefarish. It's Kamara, it's not the Mishnah, Valtani Damasnis and Savar, Kisavayu the Talia Boretz, Lachay Pasagarama, Kamasnis in the Sham, Kasalachamishta, Aval Ain Sarach Lachalze, the Kaibalot Kamaroi Shab Sabaches Mabes, Kula Svirale, the Dayig Bechutz Loretz, and Pavar of Hunas Svirale, the Makamak Midrabanachai. That's the Gross Taina. We're making a big tumult in Chutz Loretz, what's the din? But certainly not even Drabanan and Chutz Loretz. Vapazele Kaibalot Kavasei, the Locha Bechomakim, Kirabanan and Drabalaza, the Ravina Basra Svirale came, the Kaibalot Kavasei, Kabesha Amru, the Sif Aleph. I'm not sure what he means. That kind of like Rabbanu, Rabbanu and Mekilin.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Kavasai, not Rabbanu.
Kaimalon.
Kavasai.
Oh, Kavasai, the Rabbi Laza. Instead of Rabbanu. It's good you have these new things. I don't understand. Okay. So, Kaimalon, Kavasai, the Rabbi Laza. And they listen to his Lush, and he says, he has Divrei Beragayla, Kan, Toz Godelhu. Veitzarch Leishav Aleim. Yeah, the gama shekaza b'shem habach, habach is shitasai. Yisraeli ainin noig b'shalav yekechavim. Ukvar hiku al kot kadoi kol achreinim. All the achreinim hit him on the head already. Vishkaga yatsa metachas yadoi. V'toyva havalei leberagoi lekan hashtika. So Lamaisa, the Gra feels pretty strongly that so I do want to read to you from the Baal Shem. It's typical Baal Shem Tov. I'm reading here from the they have a sefer Baal Shem Tov Al-Tayra, and
he didn't write it.
It's collected. Each piece is attributed. This is attributed to Sefer Zichron Tayra. I don't know who it is. He says the following. HaBal Shem Tov Shal B'chaloimai Al Chodosh B'zman Hazeh. Yes, in his dream. I guess plenty of things in my dreams, but I guess the Baal Shem's dreams are different. Echadin V'anu Oisai, and they answer him the following. Now listen carefully. La'achar Petiras HaBach, after the Bach passed away, Sinenu Eskehenim Arboim Yoim Machlis Shoyetzorach Zeh L'Kovet HaBach. They called off Gehenim in honor of the Bach.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean exactly, I think? So, Baboiker, wait, is that finished? Baboiker, Abed HaBaal Shem Tov Zal, B'sholach Lahim B'Shecher Min HaChadosh, he said, bring me beer from Chadosh, B'Shoseo, when he drank it, V'omer K'day HaBach Shematir K'day L'Svay Cholov. That's the way it's brought here. There's an addition, and everybody who brings it, that the Baal Shem Tov saved the Bach from Gehenna. By drinking it, he saved the Bach from Gehenna. And Mimela, all the Hasidish, the whole Hasidish world is Nayak Kula. The Bach was not a Chadosh.
The other one
would say,
what?
In general,
they say Chadosh. Is that really not true? The biggest Chadosh Klal Yisrael ever had was Hasidus. The biggest Chadosh. But anyway, one more reason to drink beer. Okay. So, they bring that after him, the Divrei Chaim, got the other. They bring from two of the Gedolei Chassidus that they were like Mimashke Nafshe. Oh, the Chayzim Lublin was the Einikel of the Bach. And so he was Mashke Nafshe to defend the Bach from all the kashas on him. And, it's not so encouraging when you hear him saying, since I'm an Einikel, that's why I'm going to be Melam Mitzvus on him. You know, it's like, doesn't sound like otherwise he would be Melam Mitzvus. The Gro was an Einikel Baragoyla, yeah, really. So you show favoritism. Pshat in a Baal Shem, you can't say Pshat, there's no Pshat. It's Kabbalah and the Kabbal, you know. It's, was he Ish Halacha? Is Ish Lamaisen? I don't know, you know, you have to ask a Chassid. But my point is something else. My point is that the Chassidim throughout the generations was certainly Meikel. And it seems the Minig Olam was to be Meikel.
I went into a bakery and asked them if that's Chodesh or Yoshin. They don't know. They look at you like they have no idea what they're asking.
Is that true? They're just pretending.
No. I went to Kopp's Bakery on the avenue. Kopp and Borough Park was the first one that was mocked here.
Yeah.
But there, they said they not a clue.
Rav Moshe, when Rabbi Herman started his reawakening of Chodesh, in those years I used to go to Rav Moshe's shir on Friday. So I asked his grandson of Rav Moshe's Makbid al Chadash. So he told me that Rav Moshe would buy pasta before the summer. He would store whatever he needed, but everything else he wasn't Makbid. Now I'm not sure the reason. It could be because pasta is just easier to store. Or it could be because pasta is Vadai, the wheat is Vadai, Sweet. So I'm not sure which one, but Lamaisa he used to eat the Shabbos Chalas from the Chodesh, from the local bakery. At that time, Schick's was the only bakery that made from flour that was exclusively Yashan. And his grandson told me later that when Rabbi Herman found out that Ramesh is eating the Chodesh, so like the Baal Shem did for the Bach, he did for Rav Moshe. He arranged to send every Friday challah from Schick's Bakery. They sent to a car service to Rav Moshe to do it. So I told him, do you want to save Rav Moshe from Gehenna? Me, you should send it to a car service here, Rav Moshe. What? The same business, that's probably
right,
true.
So when they brought the carbon air to Israel,
it was
not the Kuzlars also.
It was.
So why do we have to wait for one day?
Because nowadays there's no carbon, because we don't know when in Eretz Yisrael is that day. We act like we're Mesupik, which day. Okay. No, it's not true. Most of the chalawit is all chadash. Chalawit is made out of chadash. Could be some yosha mixed in.
But it's made out of
what? The makbid hechsherim amakbid. Yeah, most hechsherim
amakbid.
I want to add one thing. The Chazaynish in his piece on in Aruch Chaim Siman Tes, an oblique reference to this Baal Shem Tov, says, quote, Chamura hi ha-halacha v'loi lidna likava al yedei al-pisipurim. Chamura hi ha-halacha v'loi lidna likava al-pisipurim. Today people have stories. They all they know what to do based on stories they read. And it's unfortunate. Halacha, all halacha is a double chavur. The Bas says that if it's a non-Jewish farmer, there's no Isser, there's no Dinam of Chodesh V'Yashar, non-Jewish farmers. Tagari Yaakov, he learns, if it was last year's flour, it could have bought from Tagari anybody. Tagari Yaakov means that they were Goyish farmers that they bought from. Even in Eretz Yisrael, that Jewish farmer, the Bas said it doesn't apply. Then you have the other shalom, the other. Now, I told you there are three heterims. So we learned two out of the three. The third heter is the Ramon Sif Gimel, which we're going to get to now next week. Next week is Purim, but the week after. So, Yitzhak Hashem, we'll get to the third heter. Then we'll do Dom Shishmatim as well.